For those of you who don't know me, my name is Deanna Spencer. For 58 years, this has been my church. You've been my family. Through my childhood, through my teens, my husband Brad and I were married in this sanctuary. Our son Scott and our daughter Erin grew up in this church. My mom and dad were faithful members. The fifth pew was their pew. My dad's funeral was celebrated here. There's always been love, compassion, and strength for me through the years. Excuse me. A week ago this past Wednesday, Pastor Eric left a message on my phone asking me if I would speak at both services. I knew there was no way I could begin to do that, not for both services, and not by myself. I've always been Cliff Soppy's sidekick, so not by myself. So I returned the call to Eric that evening, and as luck would have it, he didn't answer the phone in person. I left him a message, informing him my weekend was too busy, but thanks for asking me anyway. Done deal. Not quite done. Eric's sermon last Sunday, the journey traveled, zeroed right in on me. God zeroed in on me. Amazing how you think you know what you're doing. You've got it all under control. Wrong. Following the service, I told Eric how uncomfortable he had made me feel. He apologized to me, and I told him I needed to feel uncomfortable so I could listen to God. And to top it off, what was the song of invitation? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. So here I am before you today, led and humbled. For the past couple of months, I've been struggling in my own life with attitudes, my own as well as others. I not only work with the public, I even turn into the public after I walk out of my place of employment. I know we all have our good days and our not so good days. But today, I want you to truly think of yourself in the eyes of those you come in contact daily in your lives. We are a people on the move, always in a hurry to get somewhere. It's such a shame because it all begins to blur. Those places, and especially the faces. Those faces that belong to so many different lives. Where you work, the checkout line at the grocery store, Walmart, McDonald's, Sonic, a parking lot, wherever. Are you seeing their faces? Truly seeing their faces? A simple smile or a kind word, can it be that easy? Could we make a difference in this community? Ephesians 4:2 says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing one another in love. Don't get irate. It certainly doesn't help the situation and for sure does not reflect the love of God. It is so easy to be kind and compassionate here, behind those doors, and in this building. But that's not where we live. We live out there with all different kinds of people, all different kinds of daily situations. If you would pick up your bulletins at this time, let's read our church's mission statement together. You'll find it just inside your bulletin in the bold print. Our mission is to make new Christian disciples by spreading God's hope and serving as the hands of Jesus in our church, community, and world. We say it every Sunday. But do we live it every day? In preparing for this message, I know what this has done in my daily life. I ask myself, does my voice and my face and my actions reflect the compassion that God has given me? Our scripture today from Matthew 5:16 tells us, in the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Our faces and our actions do reflect how we live, who we are, and what we believe. I listen to K-Love on the radio daily in my vehicle. The song, Let Them See You in Me, has guided me to step back and ask myself, who do people see in me? I hope as you walk out those doors today and go to your lives, those people you come in contact with will truly see and hear him.